You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Hi, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. On this week's episode of Math and Magic, I'm sitting down with the one and only Bobby Bones. We're exploring the power of audio.
Yeah, I don't fit into one specific hole. I think that is what endeared me to listeners. That's why I'm here now, because I talk to people that grew up like me, have sensibilities like me, and have loyalties like me.
Listen to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday, and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Remember, you can email the show. We're live here. That's fine. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. All right, this was a good question. Maybe a little bit of a dark answer, but here it is. Jesse, I heard on Neil Cavuto's show that the bank regulators should have caught what Silicon Valley Bank was doing wrong. This isn't the first time I've heard something like this. What's wrong with our regulators? Is it an equity thing? Are all involved too ignorant to be in their jobs? Okay. Let's do this. This is something that is going to be hard to hear and hard to accept, but it is true. Is this an equity thing? Is this a diversity thing? The answer to that question is almost always going to be, I don't know. When a bunch of trains derail, is it because they focused on equity? Maybe, maybe not. When a plane drops out of the sky, and one's going to, is the answer going to be, was it because they fast-tracked a pilot because he was a diversity hire? Maybe, maybe not. When banks fail or you have these massive screw-ups, is it going to be because they focused on diversity, equity, and inclusion? Maybe, maybe not. Here's what we know. Here's what we know for a fact. The death of everything, as I call it, is real. What is it? We have gone from a merit-based society. Remember, you have to have a merit-based society to have a real society that will last. Anything else won't last. And we now focus on things that aren't merit-based. We hire people based on the color of their skin or their gender or if they're LGBTQ Air Force or something like that. Because we hire people for reasons other than their qualifications, we are now going to slowly but surely fill this society up at every level with people who are where they shouldn't be. Let me explain it to you this way. The system is so invested in going all in with this diversity and equity and inclusion stuff that not only are they never going to tell you when that's the reason something failed, they're going to actively cover it up whenever that's the reason something failed. Because the entire system is now built on that premise. It is the foundation of every part of the system. It's how the communist is dividing up America and destroying America the way he's always wanted. It's the main base tenet of it. So are we going to know? Is that why the bank regulators missed it? We're never going to know. We're just going to sit and watch as everything around us dies. Everything's going to slowly die. The quality of everything, from your doctor to regulators to your toothbrush, is going to go down as every part of our society focuses on what doesn't matter and sacrifices what does matter. Let me explain it to you this way. Guns. We were just talking about guns. Let's say, hypothetically speaking, that I own a 300 Blackout. They're just a hypothetical, but let's say I own me a 300 Blackout, a nice little communist welcoming party for the Kelly household in case anyone comes a knocking. And let's say, just for the sake of argument, that I am acquiring ammunition as time goes on and things go on sale, but I'm buying ammunition. All right, so I want you to picture this. I have this big bucket of ammunition. And right now, I only buy the highest quality ammunition I can find for my 300 Blackout. But I decide today, I'm making some changes today. The times are getting tough in the Kelly household. I'm sure the wife is shopping for something as we speak. I'm not going to worry about the quality of the ammunition anymore. In fact, I don't care about quality at all. It means nothing to me. I'm just going to go buy the cheapest stuff I can find wherever I can find it. And remember that big bucket of my ammunition? Now, when I go make my ammo purchases, because I don't care about quality, now I just go get the cheapest stuff and I just dump it. I just dump the box of ammo in the bucket just over and over and over again. For the next 5, 10 years, I'm dumping the crappy ammo in the bucket that previously had all my good ammo, high quality ammo in there. Eventually, when I'm at the range, or God forbid, end up in some gunfight somewhere, I'm getting weapons failures. I'm getting jams a lot more. Am I ever going to, in that moment, get that weapons jam and all of a sudden, beep, 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 a siren goes off and says, that's because you were filling up the bucket with low quality ammo? No, there's never going to be some official notice. I'm just going to slowly but surely have more and more and more problems as society, as I fill up the bucket with crappy ammo. That's what we will experience now for the rest of our lives until we reverse this in this society. Because we're filling up everything with diversity hires, things will die. You want to hear a story? I have to keep this story private because it was sent to me privately last night. I was going off on all this diversity and equity and inclusion stuff. And I got reached out to by somebody who works for one of the major oil companies. All right, that's all I'm going to say. He works for one of the major oil companies. And if you find me skipping words in here, it's because I'm trying to protect his identity and protect what's going on. But this is not a government job. This is a major oil company. All right, ready? Jesse, you would not believe, I'm reading this, you would not believe how woke, he says the name of the company is, man. Field guys got hauled in for a meeting, yelled at, and cursed at as a group because one guy on a drilling site said something mildly sexist. Not a Chevron employee, but a contractor. Then, and then he goes on to say, I was supposed to run a drilling rig from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 a.m. and find a way to have conference calls during my shift while other guys running other rigs about how to promote women in the workplace. Anyway, a female VP ran that business unit. I can't say the name of the unit. They ran it into the ground and told us they were selling everything 2 weeks before Christmas. 2 weeks before Christmas, he said. She had failed everywhere she had worked, but they kept running her up the chain. It doesn't exist anymore. She got a golden parachute. Most of us got fired. The office told us we weren't allowed to tell our rig hands they were going to be out of a job soon. Guys I had worked and basically lived with for 18 months. A woman who had no business being there, got promoted to be there, took over the crew, destroyed it like she destroyed everything else, got a big old fat paycheck. The other guys 2 weeks before Christmas were told, after being lectured about their sexism, to go home. That's one little story from one oil company. That ends up with you having less quality in your life in one way or another. Now expand that to everywhere. Now, let's go back to your specific question. The banks. How did the banks not catch this? Or how did the regulators, I'm sorry, not catch this was the question. How did the regulators not catch this? Well, we like to imagine things that are not real because it helps us sleep well at night. We talk about clean drinking water a lot on the show. This is a great example. Just stay with me for a second. Clean drinking water. How amazing it is that we live in a country that we always have access to clean drinking water. And I do this all the time at the house. No bottled water or special filter. The wife loves all the filter stuff. But it's when I'm by a sink, at whatever sink it is, I fill up a glass with water and I drink the water. And I like to go to bed at night imagining that the water plant where they treat that water and make sure it's clean, that it is run by the highest quality individuals, that security there is just tight as can be. Because it makes me sleep well. And if the alternative is true, If it's run by a bunch of dirt balls and it's a security hazard that some foreign terrorist could poison, then that wouldn't cause me peace in my life. It would cause me angst. So instead, I just never question it. Well, I'm sure there are smart people running the place. I'm sure there are. We do the same thing with our financial regulators. You're picturing some group of finance geniuses, and every day they're out there digging through the paperwork. Well, if we have the interest rates with the SVP and the... Can you name a single regulator? One? What do you know about that person? Can you even name one? I do this for a living and I can't. Maybe our regulators are all idiots. We don't like to imagine that. But why wouldn't they be? The CDC is. Every other institution is. I'm supposed to believe the regulators were the only ones who are still smart in this country? All right, enough. Somebody has a question. Going to Stanford and manning up and so much more. Before we get to those things, let's get to the importance of lipstick. I've brought this up before. No, not for me. I wasn't in the Air Force. But for ladies, the importance of lipstick. The wife will always ask me, what shade of lipstick? Should I wear lipstick? And oftentimes I have said to her, you don't need lipstick. I'm trying to be a good dude. But the truth is, she does look better with lipstick. That's why it's lipstick. You know that your window coverings are the lipstick for your house, right? Sounds like a small change. Makes all the difference in the world. Blinds.com has been doing this forever. They now have online design consultants, so you don't have to stress it. If you, I don't know which color or which one to use, save up to 40% site-wide right now at Blinds.com. Over 40,000 five-star reviews. That's ridiculous. Oh, and by the way, you need them installed? You go get your design consultant, pick it up. Just click the installation button. Shop Blinds.com now. Save up to 40% site-wide. Up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Chris Van Halen's just not. But it's not working for me. I've tried. And don't. Look, I know everyone's going to pour the hate mail in here. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I want you to know that I'm a rock fan, as you know. And I've tried with Van Halen. I have tried, especially because they have just this loyal fan base that worships the ground they walked on, and that's not a good song. It's not a, Van Halen's just not good, Chris. I'm sorry. There's nothing I can do about it. It's your fault, Professor Kelly. Suppose Yale University gets wind that you're some best-selling author and accidentally invites you to give the commencement address at this year's graduation. Would you accept it? And if so, what topics would you discuss? Listen, thank you. Oh, if I was to give the commencement address at Stanford, I would crucify communism, cultural Marxism. Every one of those little weenie college graduates would be mortified. There would be mass protests. There would be a mass walkout. And I would do it, one, because I really take such joy in making communist lives miserable. I wish I could explain to you how much joy it brings me when they get mad at me, because I hate them. They're horrible. They're anti-humans. But it's not just that. We've talked about this before. We touched on this a little bit yesterday. The people in our society, so many people who run our society now, they obviously have never encountered the real world. And many of these people have never encountered the truth. If you're some upper middle class white kid, rich parents vote Democrat, you live in California, you went and got good grades in school, you got into Stanford, now you go to class every day, you're surrounded by other communists, you're taught by communists, you graduate from Stanford, you go right into the tech field, so some kind of tech field, which is all left-wing too. You think that person's smart because of Stanford and the grades and the tech field, but there's a chance that person's going to be 50, 60 years old, and they're going to have never encountered the truth in their lifetime. I would never pass up that opportunity to deliver a little bit of that truth over there, Chris. Look, this person, you can hate this person. And I do. But what if this person has never had a single entity in their life, not their parents, not their teachers, not their anything, to tell them the truth?
White people did not exist before 1681. Again, white people did not exist on planet Earth until 1681. Number two, any claim that this group called white people, any claim that that group is rooted in biology or derived from genes or biology or is innate or is from nature is a lie.
That's a college professor. Have you signed Aiden, Jaden, and Braden up for the next semester yet? How much money are you sending them, parents, to destroy the child you love? Just checking in with you. Anyway, maybe that person, maybe that nutball right there, maybe they've never heard the truth in their lives. A lot of people don't. You have to seek it out. Jesse, when I was a young boy, my dad introduced me to the term man up when I needed to get something done. How come I don't hear this much anymore? Every time I see tough guy Biden saying, come on, man, I wish someone would just yell out, man up, what say you? Totally underrated. Completely underrated in this society where we have feminized everything, including the men. Well, we feminized everything except the women. The men now are completely feminized. The women all have crew cuts and they wear flats. So that's what we've done in this country. But anyway, we've downplayed and flat out insulted every part of being a man now. Every part of it. Every part of it is looked at not with some joking, oh, that's different thing. It's always looked down on now. Oh my gosh, boys are dirty. Boys are rough. Boys are violent. Boys are awesome. Men build nations. Men lead nations. But because we don't think like that anymore, and everyone's too afraid to talk like that anymore, everyone's scared to death to say it. I do it to my sons all the time. I got my oldest last night. We were lifting weights yesterday, and then I made him go for a run because it's spring break and it's track season. They want to sit around and be lazy on spring break instead of getting out there and staying in shape. So made him go for a run, and he said, we just lifted weights. I said, aw, are you too tired to go for a run? And he saw where that was going, so he just went downstairs and got his shoes and went for a run. And then when I got home last night from doing the show, we were talking for a minute, and he said, Dad, oh, man, I am so sore. I told you I shouldn't have gone for that run today. And I said, aw, why don't you show me where you're sore so I can make it better? And he just holds it and he covers it up. He says, no, because I know you just want to touch it and hurt me some more. I said, you're understanding correct. Good, good. You're getting it. Yes, you're understanding things now. You may think that's mean. I think that's hilarious. I also think that's how you raise men, man. People, you know that I was an average Marine at best, right? I was an average Marine. But I didn't fall out of humps. When we would go on these long force marches, I did not fall out. Why? I wanted to sit down and die more times than I can count. It's not that I didn't fall out because I was tough. I'm not tough. I didn't fall out because I didn't want all my friends to call me a big sissy. That's why I didn't fall out. Men riding other men to be tougher makes society better, not worse. Ride your buddies. My youngest, one of his buddies just got in a dirt bike accident. And he told me, he said, he's in the hospital. He got in a dirt bike accident. I was talking to him on the phone. I said, oh, man, is he okay? He said, yeah, he's okay. I found out he's okay. I said, nice. Once you found out he's okay, did you make fun of him for you? He said, oh, yeah, of course, we all did. That's how you turn boys into men out there. Also, a good night's sleep. A good night's sleep. A good night's sleep is what this nation needs, Chris. This nation needs Mike Lindell to save it. And I'm not even talking about Mike Lindell out there constantly fighting for our causes as far as election integrity and things like that go. We need Mike Lindell to continue to deliver a good night's sleep to our cause. What we really need is the communists to boycott MyPillow. But here's what happens. They find out MyPillow 2.0 right now is buy one, get one free. Then all the communists secretly go buy it too, even though they say they hate Mike. I see you, communists. I know what you do. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. I get you a MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free. Yes, even you filthy communists who are listening. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse, or you can call 800-845-0544.
Hi, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia.
On this week's episode of Math and Magic, I'm sitting down with the one and only Bobby Bones. We're exploring the power of audio.
The word on the street then was, he's too country for pop. But then once I got to country, it was, he's too pop for country. So I kind of never really had a place to fit in, but that's exactly how and why I fit. I just embraced that. Like, yeah, I don't fit into one specific hole. I think that is what endeared me to listeners. That's why I'm here now, because I talk to people that grew up like me, have sensibilities like me, and have loyalties like me.
Listen to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The best way to understand all sides of an issue is to know all sides of an issue.
Can't get that in the mainstream media, which is why you've got to listen to some Clay and Buck for another point of view.
Buck, why are you going third person?
Because, Clay, I think this ad is running in places that might not exactly align with all of our politics or even know who we are.
It's impossible. But maybe if it's true, I bet if they did listen, they'd end up agreeing with us on at least one issue, even if they secretly won't admit it.
Well, the only way they're going to find out is if they download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever they get their pods.
We're easy to find, unlike your wife at Costco.
Clay, you speak the truth, but we're already losing people.
I think I gained one or two just now.
In case you haven't noticed, we like to have a lot of fun as well as talk about what's going on in the world.
Come hang with us today and every day at Clay and Buck. Download the iHeartRadio app, search out those names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and come hang.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency.
Did you make a mistake in sending arms to Tehran, sir?
No.
It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
And I'm not taking any more questions. In just a second, I'm going to ask Attorney General.
I'm Leon Neyfakh, co-creator of Slow Burn. In my podcast, Fiasco, Iran-Contra, you'll hear all the unbelievable details of a scandal that captivated the nation nearly 40 years ago, but which few of us still remember today.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I still can't get over this. We played this for you earlier in the week. That idiot, Sonny Huston of The View, trying to describe what Dome's accomplishments are. It was hilarious last night. I was messing around with people when I was talking about, someone was complaining that everyone was being mean to Dome. And I said, Kamala Harris got hired because she's black and a woman. And she got her career started by playing catch with Willie Brown. Everyone knows, wait, Willie Brown, did I say that right? Willie Brown, mayor of San Francisco then at the time. And you know what I got so much pushback on? It was hilarious. So many people said, that's crazy. Dude, this is such so racist. You can't say that. And Joe Biden said that multiple times, publicly. In fact, he publicly announced that his criteria for the job was you had to be a black woman. And here's what the truth is. Our society, since we focus on all this insanity now, our society, every entity from the military to private companies, all of them, they're all out there now telling you, hey, we want to bring in more minorities. We want to bring in more women. We want to bring in more gays. We want to do whatever it is. White people move to the back of the line. Whatever it is. We're hiring a new diversity thing because we're not black enough. And my next Supreme Court pick, like Joe Biden said, it's going to be a black woman. And my vice president's going to be a black woman. And then when you get up and you point that out, they'll say, oh, that's racist. Why don't you just drop the act and admit that you like to be handed jobs you're not necessarily qualified for? Why don't you admit that? I didn't get hired because I'm a woman. The company that hired you announced they're only looking for women. What do you mean you didn't get hired because you're a woman? Of course that's why you got hired. And any person involved in the hiring process in this country right now, I know because they all email me, they will tell you. Companies will give flat out a directive. Oh, we're looking for a new VP of marketing. We'd really like this to be a person of color or preferably a gay or trans person because we're short on our trans quota for the company. And then once they get the job for being gay, you say, you got the job for being gay. And they'll say, shut up, bigot. Look, why don't you just admit that you like that you got the job you weren't qualified for? Kamala Harris, that woman's not qualified to do very much, at least not do very much outside of the red light district, and she's vice president of the United States of America because she's a black woman. You don't believe me? Listen to her defenders list her accomplishments.
I'm surprised that there's concern. I think it has a lot to do with that she's a black woman. Black women get everything done. We've saved this country's democracy for
centuries. She's obviously
amazing,
but what specifically?
But, well...
Like, no, I mean,
where shall I start? I mean, she was in the Senate, of
but
course.
But no, I mean, as Vice
General,
President, of course,
as Vice
she's
President,
highly.
She's the Inflation Reduction Act. I mean, was the face of Roe v. Wade. I mean, no, the list goes on and on. I'd like to ask you, what did Pence do?
Well, I mean, she was a senator. What about as Vice President? Well, I mean, the Inflation Reduction Act. What? She sounds, honestly, sounded like Joe Biden when he just randomly starts yelling.
We're changing people's lives.
Dr. Jesse, you got a question. How, The subject line of this one is caught. They were caught, husband and wife were caught by their child. I'll leave that alone. Kids are listening. The guy says, Dr. Jesse, I got a question. How old is appropriate for the birds and the bees talk? Got caught by my 9-year-old daughter. Wife wants to tell her, this is how you were made. I feel like I need to jump in a shower typing this. Let's say you. The guy says, P.S. Buy the Anti-Communist Manifesto at jessekellybook.com. What, Chris? I love you guys. All right. Here's the thing about that. That has also happened in the Kelly household. I'm not going to go into the details of it. That's a little bit embarrassing. It was difficult at first to explain that dad is not hurting mom. That was difficult to explain. But we're going to move on here. But I think at 9, once she's caught you anyway, you might as well go out and have the talk. I have enjoyed having the birds and bees talks with the sons. Why? Because I'm mean and it makes them very uncomfortable. The second I started to hear, because their friends are going to start talking about this stuff earlier than you think at school. It's just a curiosity. It's human nature. So the second I got, oh, ouch. The second I got, he hit my elbow, Chris, live on the air. Oh, I hope I don't die. Anyway, the second I got a sniff that kind of dirty talk was going around, I thought, okay, let me get to them before their friends get to them. And we went out. I remember where we were. I took them on a long walk outside, and we had, as you can imagine with me, a very direct conversation about all of that stuff. It was magnificent because they just wanted to die. They wanted to die. They were so uncomfortable, but I wouldn't let them stop. And I wouldn't let them interrupt until we had laid everything out. And now it worked out great because anytime I hear any talk like that again in the house, I will say, oh, okay, I feel like we need to have another talk. You ready to have another talk about all that? No, please. No, I'm sorry. No. Oh, okay. Well, just next time I hear something like that, we're going to have a little chat. Oh, it's the best. Gosh, it's so much fun being a dad. The cartel apology note, this one's titled. Jesse. Wasn't it amazing within hours of talking about the military sending the military into Mexico to dismantle these production facilities and go after the cartels as terrorists, we run into 5 hog-tied and ready to pick up cartel members along with an apology note. Do you think these guys were even part of the original band that took these people hostage injured and killing. Look, I don't know, and you don't know, and nobody's ever going to know if these were the guys actually involved. Maybe they were involved, and they were involved and the cartel doesn't mind, in which case they just scarfed up a few nobodies, threatened to cut their parents' heads off, and said, hey, go get arrested and turn yourself in. Maybe they were guys who were acting out of turn and the cartel cracked down on them and said, no, no, you're going to jail now. But either way, did you know this? Did you know? Well, pause for a second. When's the last time you saw a mob hit in one of the big cities? Because it doesn't take long to look it up online, from New York City. Obviously, that was the main hub, to Chicago, to Philadelphia. Everyone remembers Bruno, Angelo Bruno, getting shotgunned in the head. That's a famous video that's out there. It's brutal. But this was something that happened when I was younger. And now you never see it anymore. Why is that? You know why? Because the mob families, the five families, got together and they agreed, pretty much no matter what, no more hits. No more public hits. Why? Did they turn into a bunch of good guys? No, it brought too much heat. It just brought too much heat. You want to take out the boss? Please don't shotgun him on, you know, don't shotgun him in the middle of Times Square. That, you know why? Because then the public outcry gets there. Oh, you're looking up the Angelo Bruno stuff. Why'd you look that up, Chris? He's definitely dead, by the way. You don't have to check for a pulse. He's most dead. Anyway, that's why they decided no more public hits. The cartel's the same way. They don't want all this heat. They don't want the threat of all this heat. They don't want it at all. You offer something like this up and just kind of walk away. All right. Now, let's talk for a moment about anti-guns. Let's talk about somebody. You know what we're going to tackle first here? Someone's marriage and someone's mother. We've got family troubles that we're going to dig into. We'll fix those. Take that back. We'll try to fix those. Talk about Hollywood. Then we're going to check out of this beast. But first, we're going to save a baby. Time to save a baby. You ready to save a baby? Because right now, there's a child who has been formed in his mother's womb. And he doesn't know it. She doesn't know it. But his mother has already made the decision to abort that baby. She's young and she's scared and she probably doesn't know any better. And right now she's out there looking for a place that'll give her an abortion, perform an abortion for her. Preborn is going to try to get to her first just to offer her something free, a free ultrasound, so she can hear that heartbeat and choose life. We have to help Preborn find her and give her that ultrasound. If we don't, the baby dies. It's that simple. $28 buys her that ultrasound. Dial #250 and say baby, or go to preborn.com/Jesse and save that baby's life tonight. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn. One more segment. Let's ride.
Is he smarter than everyone?
Who knows?
Does he think so?
Yeah.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. All right, let's do something here. Gotta tackle a couple things here. This is maybe a little bit heavy, but it's our final segment. It's all we've got. First, you can email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Some are harder than others. Here's this one. Hi, Jesse. I'm listening to your podcast as often as I can. I understand the concept of triage, and I have a serious problem. I'm attempting to prepare for the impending recession. My wife thinks I'm paranoid and need professional help. She has gone so far as to threaten to divorce me. We've been married for almost 25 years. There is no way I can afford to pay for two homes, let alone prepare for the future. Any thoughts? Should I even try to fix this? She has a fit when I call cooking show hosts communists for pushing veggie burgers. You can say my name. She won't listen anyway. His name is Andy. Brother, we do want to make preparations, don't we? We want to make whatever preparations we can. We are not as anti-communists, going to ignore the fact that the number one thing that will fight communism in this nation is the family unit. It's why the communists, from the beginning of the Soviets to now, has done everything in his power to blow up the family unit, to blow up the husband, wife, kids, family unit, turning spouses against each other, turning kids against their parents, kids against each other, parents against their kids. This is communism 101. The most anti-communist thing you can do in this country right now is find someone of the opposite sex, marry them, and make a bunch of babies with them, and raise the kids to be grateful, wonderful people. That's more important than any political donation you could ever give. Now, I know you want to make preparations, and I want to make preparations. I know we want to buy gold, and we should, and we want to buy emergency food, and we want ammunition and a way to get clean water, and we want to make the necessary steps. We want to take the necessary steps to prepare from hard times we see is coming. Don't lose a 25-year marriage over getting some gold in your hands. That doesn't mean you sacrifice who you are. If your wife is some communist nutball, you're just going to have to work on her until she's no longer a communist nutball. But don't give up a 25-year marriage. All right? Dr. Jesse, being raised Catholic, I always thought it was wrong to forbid priests from getting married. With all this gay marriage stuff, if they change the rules, will this mess things up? Should they just leave it be or not? I remember thinking it was cool when I was a little kid in Italy and priests would yell at everyone in Latin, probably pent up frustration. Thanks, I love your show. I'm not a Catholic, so I don't know that I'm qualified to answer any questions about Catholicism. I understand from what it has been explained to me, I understand why the priests don't get married. Look, is the gay marriage thing going to blow it up? Well, yeah, probably. Remember, the different branches of communism are made to attack different things. They, as part of the effort to blow up the family unit, which we were just talking about, they're trying to blow up the church, too. That's always been part of it. They have had to declare war on the church or infiltrate the church. And they've been very successful as far as infiltration goes. I mean, half these churches out there of all kinds kind of suck. Apparently all the church pastors need to get on some chalk, too. By the way, pastors, I will reach out to Chalk for you, and I'll see if we can get an extra discount, because if you're standing in front of your flock every single Sunday saying things like, we just need to turn the other cheek more, guys, don't get political, you're actually pathetic, and you're setting up your congregation and your nation to turn into a nation of demons that hates you. So that's okay. It's no big deal. You probably don't know any better. Take off the skinny jeans, put on some normal pants, go to chuck.com and get on a male vitality stack. That's all you need is some testosterone flowing through your veins. It left you a long time ago. I don't know what happened there. Time to read a little Old Testament too. Chuck.com, promo code Jesse. That gets you 35% off a subscription. The subscription's in, for the lifetime of the subscription. You can cancel anytime, by the way. Chuck.com, promo code Jesse. You hear me, pastors? All right. My brother from a different mother. If a young, confused male decides to make himself effeminate and refers to himself as a woman, does he have to register for selective service when he turns 18? We are curious here how that works. Your show rocks. If you read this on Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, you can use my name. His name is Dave. Well, here's something that we have. This is a little line that we keep using. We think, oh, it's gonna suck for them when they have to do the draft and it's a bunch of trannies. Ha ha ha, the joke's on them. Do you really think they're not gonna target the draft to draft their political opponents first? Do you think they're gonna have a draft and they're gonna just do it evenly, randomly? Do you think they're gonna have a draft and they're gonna focus on downtown San Francisco? They're not. Rural Alabama? Oh, I'd get ready because they're going to come a knocking. They're coming to knock for you. They're not going to throw their political allies into World War III. They're going to round up all their political enemies who they want to kill anyway and say, here you go, Russia, nuke them. And it's all going to work out for them in the end, as it so often does. Jesse, two parts. You answered a question about food at a wedding reception, but what did you have at yours? And as a world-famous author, what's the best brand of crayon for color for writing? That's not very nice. One, the book has actually been written on a computer. Two, I don't remember what we had at our wedding reception. I do remember, though, we were super into NFL football at the time. Remember, I was a Giants fan. So we did a football-themed reception. It was very classy. Everyone had to bring a football jersey. And they put on, no, Chris, it was awesome. And they put on eye black. And my father-in-law dressed up like a referee, and he had a yellow flag and a whistle, and he'd throw the flag at people and blow the whistle all night long. Oh, it was great, Chris. To this day, people will bring up how much fun it was. I hate stuffy weddings and stuffy receptions. I don't remember what we had. I'm pretty sure it was fairly low end because that's what we wanted, and we didn't have a big budget anyway. Look, there wasn't no $50,000 wedding here in the Kelly household. I think we spent $4,000. Maybe on the wedding, something like that, to which I thought was a lot of money. Dear world famous author, do you think anything will actually come out of the hearings that take place on Capitol Hill? Her name is Kim. No, not really. But that's not, I'm putting down the hearings. Out of this Congress, you're not going to get actual things that are done. You're going to have hearings. But remember this, hearings are now coming with the threat of teeth. Those teeth probably won't come, but that tells you we are moving closer towards the correct position of having teeth. The low T GOP is never going to be as anti-communist as you are. It's going to take us time to drag them along. It just is. It's going to take time. It's not going to be overnight. It's not going to be as fast as you or I want, or as fast as we need, but it's going to take time. All right? You have a happy St. Paddy's Day. Have a safe weekend. Put the phone away. Get away from politics for a couple days. I'm going to go drink bourbon and salute my people. That's all.
Take it easy.
Hi, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia.
On this week's episode of Math and Magic, I'm sitting down with the one and only Bobby Bones. We're exploring the power of audio.
Yeah, I don't fit into one specific hole. I think that is what endeared me to listeners. That's why I'm here now, because I talk to people that grew up like me, have sensibilities like me, and have loyalties like me.
Listen to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
You're listening to an iHeart Podcast.